Welcome back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We've added friends. It is the Maryland Crab Cake Tour presented by the Maryland Lottery. Make sure I get my L's right here. Let yourself play. We're playing. We're at Nick's Grandstand Grill. We're in Timonium, or as Coach Ekman would say, Timonium. He's out the track. It's the OTB out here. We got crab cakes. I've been waiting a long time to have this crab cake. I've had 10 pounds of sushi from you over the years, but the Maryland Crab Cake Tour would not be the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. Not only just without friends, old friends, new friends. It turns out it's small to more. Everybody knows everybody or has dated somebody's sister before it was all over. Mike Rosenfeld is here. He is my web connection and our chief digital officer. He's got some fancy did I get that right?
You did, after all this time.
Just making sure I'm getting that right. Tommy Chigora is here, the proprietor of all things Nick's, formerly of Cross Street, then, of course, of the Nick's Fish House, and now Nick's Grandstand Grill. We're here. You've been bragging on this soup, bro. You're all about the crab and corn chowder this time of year, right?
Taste it.
All right, I'm all about it. You didn't touch the spoon, right?
Nope.
This comes with oyster crackers.
That one over there, I tried.
So I I come for a crab cake, and he's pimping a soup.
Hey,
eat the soup.
When in Rome, if he tells you what to eat, you eat it.
Well, I'm eating it right now, and I'm all about this. Mike, welcome, man. Thanks for coming out, being a part of this. When I dreamed up the crab cake tour, I figured it would be something like this. Dudes I know drinking beer, where they can bet on races, where they can eat crab cakes, get stew, have fresh crabs, and we sit around on a Friday when things are slow. You know, this time of afternoon, winding down a little bit, I felt like a guy like you would be bored Friday in the afternoon. You come over here and hang out and talk digital with me. What do you think?
If I can start my weekend Friday at 2 or 3, it's a good weekend.
Well, look, you're my chief digital officer at Web Connection, but you've been doing this 30 years for me in a couple of weeks, and you said to me, you've been like 30 years. Yep, December 13th, yeah. 30 years for me. You knew him from the 90s, right? Like you built websites, and he sold seafood, and turns out that I didn't know that you knew that we all know each other.
Well, as you said, it's Smaltimore, so you told me where we were meeting. I knew the brand of Nick's. Mm-hmm. I assumed it was the same. But when I walked in here today and saw you, even though you didn't have the beret, I totally knew it was you. And I basically told you, hey, we met in 1997, and I may have done your first website, and I loved the project, and I remembered it to this day. I remember who your contact was, and we were reminiscing a bit.
It was great. It was a great story, great memories, and it's great seeing you again.
For sure. It's good to be seen.
Welcome.
Thanks for having me at your place.
You've already torn into the crab cake. Yeah. You're not even waiting. You know, like, he's already given me the recipe, told me all this stuff. It's not even his dad. Was your dad's crab cake different?
No, my dad really didn't do a crab cake. You know, my father was, he was a fish guy.
What were you doing at the market? You did fresh, raw fish at the market.
Yes.
Never even steamed shrimp with onions and beer?
Not until later on the mid-80s in Cross Street Market. Holland's Market, that was strictly a fish market. Then in Cross Street...
He called himself a fishmonger.
I'm a fishmonger.
I didn't know the word monger. Like, Mueller dropped this on me about the 818 market. Cheesemonger. So they have a cheesemonger. I'm like, whoa. He's stealing cheese? I had to Google what a monger was.
Well, if you can tell by my furrowed brow, I do not know what a monger is, so please enlighten me.
Cheesemonger's one who serves cheese.
That's
fishmonger
it.
Is a...
A server?
Salesman.
A purveyor.
A purveyor, yeah.
A purveyor.
Yes.
To be honest with you, I think all of those words are better than monger. I would think that would be the last word I'd use to describe it.
It sounds like you're
it's underhanded or there's bad intent there. No?
No, okay. Not at all.
Nothing nefarious going on here.
No. I'm proud of it.
All right.
As you should. And I tell you, experiencing, you know, just what you brought to Baltimore and the market and the vibe at the market and pre-Oriole games when Oriole games were something market and it was part of my young adulthood. And
remember
I'm
when
sure
Oriole
there's
games were something.
Well, that's what I was just saying. Yes, you know,
you couldn't get in your place on Oriole. I mean, like literally, you could not. It was asses and elbows in your place at 4:30 in the afternoon for any Oriole game in the 90s.
And
opening day, it was packed all day. Opening day was the best. Hey, look, when they first opened Camden Yards, it was just, all of a sudden it just was like, wow, where did all this business come from?
We sound like three old guys.
And then they told me they're going to be building a football stadium. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. It's going to be right across the street virtually. I mean, it's been great. So,
well, if I can ask you a question.
Sure.
You know, do you appreciate the place you have in people's, you know, memories and growing up? I mean, I remember seeing you hustling. I mean, when we were working together, if I could get two words into you while you were working, it was tough. But do you appreciate the brand and the place that you have in people's lives, or no? It was just you were going to work.
No. It was so special. Every day was special. Yes, I do appreciate because, you know, there were couples that, you know, got engaged at Cross Street Market. We did special parties there, and I'm telling you, I'm gonna get emotional thinking about what you're bringing up, because that's why I've never been back. When I sold the market, I've not been back. When it was the same at Nick's Fish House, but the market was a little
people
more.
People came through the market.
I saw everybody. Because they would go across the street to the Dan Brothers and buy their shoes. We were seeing celebrities. It was fabulous. And I immediately realized that this was a special place. Even back in the early 70s, because I was still in high school, you know, and I'd come there. When I graduated from high school, that's when Dad said, okay, you're gonna take over Holland's Market. And I said, okay. So it was in 83 we sold Holland's, and then I was in Cross Street full time, and he passed in 87, and then I
Your
took
father
over.
Never saw a piece of sushi in his life if
no.
he died in 87.
No,
that's what, like,
he didn't
I
say
think
it.
Of him as a sushi. That's where I ate sushi when I moved downtown, and even before then was your place. And I don't know why I thought of it as a sushi place. We always had crabs and like all sorts of seafood. And I thought about my childhood with sushi. Like, there was no sushi in 1987. 1992, when Camden Yards opened up, maybe if somebody had been to New York, you know, they had, or been to the West Coast. But sushi itself was not an acceptable food group to our parents.
No, for sure not. Mm-mm. I'm trying to think the years, the impressionable Nick years in my life. I obviously was driving. I think it was after college.
Well, you don't remember most of it because it probably involved beer.
It did, but that was part. But it involved beer. It involved my brother. It involved my closest friends. It involved rolling my sleeves up. It involved me getting Old Bay on my fingers.
Right.
You know.
Well, you know, it was so cool. Talking about some of these units, you're really starting to get my memories bouncing around here. When I started to expand my hours. The market closed at 6 o'clock. Well, guess what? There was a time when I couldn't pay the rent. And I said, I went to the city and I was like, guess what? I got an idea, but I need to stay open later. I said, at 6 o'clock...
What years are this? Because they were doing this down on Water Street. We're like...
Yeah.
You know, Water Street.
I remember.
Yeah, I remember
so
all that.
You sort of brought that down there. I mean, like, literally, your place was a place at 8 or 9 or 10 at night where people would come watch the ball games run. I watched Oriole games on the TVs in your place all the time.
Well, you know, it was like all of a sudden, people would get off the happy hour on Fridays, and they were coming in their business suits. We're taking the fish off the stalls, throwing ice up there, putting them. Remember the big beers, the bombers, the real big bottles?
I call them foot soakers. That's what I call them. Foot soakers.
Okay.
We'd put a million up there. And I mean, the place got packed and jammed. And then all of a sudden, I'm in my office. I get a knock on the door, and it's the fire marshal. And he's like, I said, how are you, sir? He goes, we got a problem. I said, what's that? He says, you got too many people here. I said, I do? He goes, yeah. He goes, you got to get them out right now, at least half of these people, or I got to shut you down. I said, we'll get them out. Relax. We'll take care of this. That's the first time I ever dealt with that situation.
You need a bouncer.
After that, we met with the fire marshal. We met with the liquor board, and I had people at all my doors.
Well, your place was kind of caged in from the market.
That's
at
right.
Night. You,
that's,
you know, if you walked to the back of Nick's, there was like, you couldn't go any further because the market was closed.
Well, I put those gates in. I put the security gates in. I put the bathrooms in. And all of a sudden, all I had to do now is make sure we didn't have over 200 people in there. and it worked out. And it worked out great. What do you think?
Delicious. You know what? You know,
it's
got veggies hiding in it. It's like at the bottom. It's soup. It looked like I thought it was going to be creamy, like chowder,
yeah.
like smooth. No. It's got carrots in it. It's got crab. Yeah. Big pieces of corn. Winner.
I think it's pretty tasty.
Well, it's delicious. I
think
I'm
going to
eat it. I think I'm not going to get your crab.
Are you better.
You're trying to sell me crab cake?
Whoa. You're on the crab cake tour. You can put that aside now.
All right. Well, I'm going to have a little bit of both.
Okay.
Tommy Chigouris is here. Mike Rosenfeld here from Web Connection. My sponsor friend, the chief digital officer. We're telling old stories and romancing about the old days. But also, the new place you have here, and we talked about that a lot in the last segment.
Mm-hmm.
Casino. OTB, crabs and crab cakes in the middle. There's a real future here. Different than Cross Street Market, different than Nick's Fish House, but it's obviously active right now. People are yelling at the ponies over here. You got 100 taps over here with beer. This is a different vibe for you.
It's a total different vibe. Totally different vibe. Never spent any time around horses. Now I love them. You know, when they bring them here and they're out there running around the track, I'm out there watching. They have the horse sales down in then at the Fassick Tipton building, I go down and watch that, and it's
the foals. Yeah,
we have it on the TVs, so it's really exciting, but we're at the Maryland State Fair. That's a privilege to me. You know, being in Baltimore and Cross Street Market was a privilege to me. When I had Nick's Fish House right there at the Hanover Street Bridge, that was a privilege. Guess what? Being right here at the Maryland State Fair is just another privilege, another feather. But I don't take this lightly. This is something that I really, really want to make people come here and say, man, this is a ball. We do have a lot of the people that came from Cross Street that are coming here. Joe, the sushi, he was
okay.
One of the sushi chefs there.
That's why the shrimp tempura is on special.
Yeah. Kim, she worked at Cross Street. And, you know, it's all that, it means so much to me. And it is very special. Being here, like I said, I think is a privilege.
Where's your beret?
It's in the back. It's a little warm today. I thought, I don't need it today.
Now, when did that happen?
I've been wearing the
beret. The first thing you said is, where's the beret?
Well, I was wearing that in Holland's Market. So, you know, the beret has been a part of me for a long time, over 40 years.
People think you're French.
And I'm Greek.
I know.
Well, it's part of your...
That's why the crab cake's good.
It's part of your personal brand.
All right, let's do the crab cake here.
Okay.
Tell everybody what's in the crab cake. We're doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour presented by the Maryland Lottery. We're letting ourselves play. Mike Rosenfeld's going to be my guest in our next segment. We're going to, at some point, get to digital and all that stuff and how the world is changing. French fries, coleslaw, crab cake. This is a Baltimore... It's a Baltimore crab cake.
Well... Open it up so everybody.
Now you're
can
serving
see
us with tartar. Is this tartar?
That's tartar sauce.
All right, all right.
You want mustard?
No. We're just gonna have to talk about this.
Cocktail sauce?
No. Here's what happened.
Okay.
I was a cocktail guy because I'm East Baltimore.
Okay.
You ever put tartar sauce on a crab cake, Mike?
I am known to use both, and see which one I prefer, and then go all in on one or the other.
Never in my tartar sauce is for fish sticks. Okay, let me say that. So that's in my life. Every place that I got a crab cake on the tour, every place served tartar sauce. Eastern Shore, Western Shore, Baltimore, Southern Maryland, wherever I was, they served tartar sauce. And every time I watched, they all come back full. Nobody eats it. It's like kitchen conf. Nobody eats this.
You think we get the message by now?
Well, I'm going to try it because you serve it, and I had a remoulade.
So what do you do? Oh, that's good. Remoulade's good.
I had a remoulade with the Atlas guys over at Chop Tank. Delicious. And I'm
that's
not a
good.
Remoulade guy. I would never put remoulade on a crab cake, but it was very appropriate.
No,
so I
good.
Always think, if you're serving this, I don't want to insult the chef and saying, if you think this will complement this, I don't think it will.
Look how he's eating it. He's chewing.
Yeah, but I like remoulade. I like mustard. So I'll do different things.
Well, I mean, I'm not a snob about it. This looks good. Oh, here we go. All right.
Okay.
So first bite's going to be with tartar sauce against my better judgment.
You're not going to spit it out?
I sat down at Chop Tank last week, and I talked bad about remoulade for 10 minutes, and then I ate it, and it was delicious.
I agree.
So the crab cake tour has no rules. I either like it or I don't.
That's
simple.
Fair.
That's it. Now, I can like the crab cake and not like the tartar.
Yes, you can.
It's tartar sauce. I'm eating a crab cake
okay,
the regular
good
way.
Enough.
I mean,
good.
You know, I'm just not.
I think you messed up the proportions. I saw that. You had too much tartar for your bite of crab cake.
I'm putting the lid back
you know
on
something?
It. Nothing against you, bro. I don't
no.
like tartar sauce,
no,
man.
I'm totally fine with that. It's like some people will not put, thank you, cocktail sauce on their oysters. Okay? The people will say, guess what? When you put
I love cocktail sauce in my oysters.
I like cocktail sauce in my oysters.
Matter of fact, I ate six of them over here at Rockin' of the Races. I did, and I put cocktail and lemon on it. Everybody ran out of forks that day, by the way. I couldn't find a fork, so I had to suck for a buck is what I was doing. So let's get to the crab
cake.
Get rid of all this tartar off of here. Come on, get in there.
Get in there. How's that look?
So I see parsley in there.
There's parsley.
I see celery seed in there. Maybe that's mustard, dry mustard. I'm not sure. No cocktail with this.
Nope.
This is just all for me.
Okay, let's do it. Come on now.
Man, I went the whole month of October without a crab cake. I taste the mustard in that. It's delicious. That's delicious. Thank you. I got, you know, if I want cocktail, I got ketchup all over the plate with French fries here. At least you did the French fries right, so I'm all about that. Well, you know, French fries to me, they put all that red pepper all over it, and they twice fry them, and they're all. I want a French. It's a French fry.
Yeah.
I want a potato, and I want ketchup is what I want on my French fry, but no tartar for me. I bagged on tartar. I had one good tartar sauce in my life, Davis's Pub in Annapolis, and they did their crab cakes, old school, East Ball, like hockey pucks.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
fried. Down and dirty, delicious,
yeah.
with crackers on the side. So I don't need to be, and then this is jumbo lump, right?
Mm-hmm.
So for you guys with the jumbo lump thing, you don't serve any other kind of crab? This is the only crab cake you serve?
That's the only thing I serve. Yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
Yep.
So you serve a high-end, delicious.
I like to think it's delicious. You know, if it's high-end, whatever, but you know. At the
parsley. Why parsley? Got to have it?
Got to have it.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I don't think I go heavy on it.
No, but I. Some people know parsley.
Yep.
Some people know mustard. Some people know Old Bay.
Wow.
One of the things that I've really enjoyed, and this crab cake is straight broiled, I noticed a couple places had a technique. Hot skillet, because I like a fried crab cake,
yep.
and I'll argue that all day long.
Yeah.
I like that crunchy, I like that bacony kind of thing going on. I like grease. I'm from Dundalk, you know? I mean, for being a skinny guy. Skillet. Hot skillet. Take this crab cake down on a hot skillet, maybe a little tab of butter, and let that bottom get crispy like fried,
mm-hmm.
and then the top broiled. So you get a little bit of crispy on the top, but like a full party on the bottom.
Yeah.
You know, business on the top, pleasure at the bottom for me.
I'm good with that.
So technique I've learned a lot about. And parsley, I've never put parsley in my crab cakes at home. I think it's a 50-50 split. 50%
you know
people use it.
I think it gives it it's color. Probably as much as a look.
Color.
You know?
Yep. Color. Yeah, yeah. It looks good on a picture.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't really taste it. It's a pretty benign.
Right. Yes.
Yeah, it's a benign thing.
Yep.
But this is delicious, falling apart. I'm having a crab cake. This is what I dreamed of on the crab cake tour, hanging out with friends who knew each other, and I know them, but they didn't know that they knew me, or something like that.
Yes.
Okay.
That made perfect sense.
Yeah. Is that good?
That was good.
Are you going to get some food?
I may. I'm starting with the beer. You know, it's 3 o'clock.
You know, I made a mistake at Nacho Mama's a couple weeks ago. Did you know Scunny from Nacho Mama's?
Sure.
We lost Scunny 10 years ago, and I love Scunny. So,
there you.
You can yell for service here.
There you.
Hello. Come on over. We're going to introduce everybody. I was at Nacho Mama's, and Scunny's crab cake, I had never eaten it. Again, I've eaten Nacho Mama's 10,000 times. You lived across the street from Nacho Mama's, right?
I did.
In Canton forever.
So you're not talking about the Oyster House.
No, that's Mama's on the half shell,
yeah.
right? So the crab cake at Nacho's.
Hold on one second.
We're going to order more food. Here, Mike, order food. Come on.
Well, I would like to try their crab cake.
There you go.
You want to try the crab cake?
But I'll have something green instead of French fries because I'm not as skinny as Nestor, and I'm trying to be.
Bring him his own tartar sauce. He's not getting mine.
Broccoli's fine. It's less crunchy.
Right.
And then 3 beers?
Yeah, I got to have some beer.
Beer?
I'll have a light beer.
Okay.
I'm going to have a beer menu in order during the break because we're going to take a break.
Okay.
I'm going to get the beer I want because I can't make decisions. You can't make me make a decision like that when I don't have a menu.
Okay, you can start him off with his crab cake and broccoli.
I don't even know what the hell story I was telling. I was telling
you
a story.
You were telling the story.
Last
time, Scunny.
Yeah.
Oh, Scunny.
Good job.
So I was
a story behind.
I've eaten in Nacho Mama's hundreds of times and never thought about getting a crab cake. Never. I don't think I ever had a piece of crab in there on anything. I was always chicken tacos. I was always a nacho. Like, same old. Sure. You get the same thing, right? I love the beans and the rice. So finally get the crab cake. And I made a terrible mistake. I got the crab cake. It came. It was delicious. I'm eating it. I'm with Jen, the proprietor. She wants to know if I like it. I'm like, it's really East Baltimore. It's got like a lot of Old Bay. It needed to be paired with beer. You know what I mean? It was a crab cake that you're serving me this tartar. That's fine. That's not a pair. Beer is the pairing that I'm looking for. You know what I mean? So I'm going to get the right beer. And I thought there it should, at Scotty's place, it should come with a Natty Bow. I mean, being the Natty Bow guy, right? It should be paired like that. And last week I made the mistake of being wrong with the remoulade. Like, and once the remoulade made the crab cake at the Chop Tank better. And I've never thought of having remoulade on a crab cake, but it complemented it.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, beer and crab.
Are you the guy who goes into a restaurant and says, what's good and how should I have it? Or are you like my wife, who we make fun of? We say her favorite food is butt. Can I have the crab cake butt? And she changes everything. I mean, I'm a guy who goes in and...
We need beer? No, I'll be back in a minute. I'll figure it out.
We're going to take a break.
He needs a menu
you
for
know
his
what?
Beer.
Can I just take a break? Can I do that?
It's your gig.
We'll take a break. We're doing the Maryland. I've lost control of the show. I mean, this is what happens. I got servers. I got coleslaw. I got tartar. I'm trying to plug remoulade. This show needs a beer. Is that fair enough?
Let's let it happen.
This show needs a beer. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. Let yourself play. We're at Nick's Grandstand Grill. He's Tommy. He's Mike. I'm Nestor. We're back for more. Intimonium, as the coach would say right after this.